Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
It's all happening right here.
The Welch can't wait to introduce the show. I got to it before you did. Who am I?
Oh, okay. This show is going to be tremendous, according to sources. This show cannot be passed on.
The Welch is lasering in on doing FNTSY radio shows.
Bogman was locked in on beating me to the open. We're determined to give you a great show today. What's up, everybody? It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, a 24-hour, every day, all day, every day, fantasy-free network. Can't beat that. And you get a little bit In This League. What's better than that, Bogman?
Nothing.
Tell me.
Nobody.
Tell me the things. Give me the list of things that are better than free 3 hours of us.
Free money.
Yeah.
That is all.
Okay. Open bar.
Oh, well, yeah.
Have you ever...
Open bar.
Okay, yeah. What's more uncontrollable? I really stumped you with the open bar,
it's
by the
food.
Way. Okay, you knew where I was going to go. I was going to say a buffet or an open bar, because I disagree. Buffet. It's open bar.
Yeah, I mean, look, I guess I'm old enough to where, unless I'm doing a YouTube live for subscribers at the ITL Army, I will generally control my drinking. So
yeah.
Eating, if you've seen me, you know I don't control that.
I just feel like, okay, when you're at a buffet, unless you're at like a house that's doing like, you know, some type of buffet style, like I feel like everywhere else, okay, Sweet Tomatoes. You ever been to Sweet Tomatoes?
Unfortunately, I have.
Oh, really?
You know what? I'll control myself there because it's gross.
I like Sweet Tomatoes. Is Sweet Tomatoes like a national thing?
No, it's not.
Okay, just whatever. Open buffet style place. I go to one of those. What I know is there's more food that they'll just keep coming out and bringing food. When I'm at an open bar, I feel like I am under the gun. I feel like this is going
to
end soon. I need to drink all of it. And I'll go up and I want to order four, but I don't want to be like, you know, just send me to rehab immediately. But that's how it turns out. When I go to an open bar, I'm much more uncontrollable at an open bar. Furthermore, I would tell you, I think you can get out of control at a buffet to start. But then, like, once you got your big plate of food, like, you feel a lot more comfortable. Every drink, you're more uncomfortable because you're like, I got to make sure I get the next one because it's free. And I need to keep getting the free ones.
This is how uncontrollable I am. Like, at a buffet,
this is a great story.
I mean, I'm at a buffet and they have dessert also.
Oh, boy.
I will never, ever save room for dessert. Ever.
Oh,
I
really?
I think that's where the buffets get you, because you'll eat a bunch and you're like, okay, I know I got dessert coming, though. I have to save a little room. I don't. Ever.
Okay,
I'm
that's
like,
an interesting.
Screw that. I'm not going to have their white trash swirly ice cream. It's
with
fine.
The sprinkles.
Yeah, I'll have way more macaroni and cheese.
Okay,
so.
Oh, that's a good point. Interesting point you bring up, but I will spin it. I get my dessert with my first helping at a buffet. So like a Sweet Tomatoes.
Oh.
It's a place that has, like Bogman kind of said, there's like pastas and salad and all and pizza and all this other type of stuff. My game plan is I'll go in, I'll get a little bit of salad, I'll definitely load up on the pizza, its own bowl of macaroni and cheese, that's a gimme, but then either on the side or its own plate, you go cookie and brownies. I don't mess with the ice cream. So dessert comes in with the first huge course. Then when you've consumed what a normal human being eats in a dinner, then you can reevaluate and see how much more you want to go.
No, see, I consume what a normal human being eats in a day. and then I have no room for desserts. So, I mean, look, I take advantage of open bars. You know, I was just in a wedding that had an open bar, and I almost killed, you know, 75% of a bottle by myself.
Yeah, that way there's some great videos that were shared about that Bogman dancing.
Obviously, yeah. Had to take a ride home. You know, I had to take a lift home, so the ride cost me like $50. You know, the open bar actually cost me $50 for a ride home and a ride back to my car the next day. But yeah, I mean, I definitely took advantage, but I don't drink to. Like, I don't think, oh, God, I got to suck this down and go get some more booze because it's free. You know what I mean? I don't ever have that. With food, I'm like, well, you know, all these other fat asses are doing this, too, so no one can judge me. So I'm just going to, you know.
So what's the like, I want to pose this out there. What is the how do we pose the question? What's more, where do you get more uncontrollable?
It doesn't matter because it's going to be 98% open bar. So
yeah, I mean, you need to make sure
the fatties are putting out there.
Yeah,
so.
the fatties are going to chime in with the food though, because what liquor does, and we're the fatties.
That's true.
That's us. The drinking, it adds on to itself. Like drink when you as you drink, the drinking is telling you time for more. The food doesn't do the same. The food is like, you need to stop, and you're fighting the food, where the liquor is just, you're a group, you're a team, you're a tandem. You guys are going in until you black out, you throw up somewhere.
But okay, so here's one other thing. I feel like open bar also is generally in a fancier setting, where if I get completely out of control, I'm going to embarrass myself in front of like everyone I know. So I think that kind of hinders me also, okay. You know,
because, you know, if you drink, you're going to embarrass yourself where you're comfortable embarrassing yourself, you know, like a white trash all you can eat place.
Well, that's
because everyone's embarrassing themselves.
Everyone else is white trash, too. So, yeah. I mean, you like
wearing some jorts,
like,
wearing some jorts and a shirt, like a T-shirt hell shirt.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, just a super offensive shirt and some jeans. Yeah,
maybe like an American flag hat or something.
I mean, that's not. Are you like talking about what I wore today?
I swear to God, I'm not getting into the whole thing. I was doing this thing for this event, and they had hats that were camouflage. With
and they said, "Make America Great Again."
Close. Oh. It was a camouflage hat with an assault rifle, and the assault rifle was the American flag.
What?
I swear to God. I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'll send it to you.
So wait a minute. It was an assault rifle the stars and bars on it?
Yeah, so the whole hat is camouflage. Then there is a silhouette of an assault rifle in the middle, and then the coloring of the assault rifle was red, white, and blue.
Okay.
America.
Oh, okay. So
you wear that
for whatever reason. I thought you said the Confederate flag, and I was like,
no.
What kind of meeting were you at? So
no. I don't go to those meetings. I'm not for those meetings. I'm not for any of those meetings, to be honest with you.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that's what you wear when you go and shamefully eat. I mean, you eat till the employees are like, you need to leave.
I got to be honest, you know, now that we're talking about this, dude, I cannot remember the last time I was at an all-you-can-eat buffet. So, I mean,
we should go and we should make that an event. We should film it.
That's it. Yeah. Go to the Golden Corral, get some food poisoning.
What is the Golden Corral? Is that, I assume that's seafood.
No. They have seafood. Like Golden Corral is like the absolute most trashy place. I've never gone because my buddy who was in the Army is like, look, dude, the Army will take us to Golden Corral. And it is the most, it's free. And me and my buddy will go across the street and pay for food. So
that
because I
gross.
Don't want to eat the Golden Corral food.
Okay, let me double down on this then. I'm going to vote that it's the most exciting is the open bar, except for one thing. When you go to Vegas, it's presumed your entire trip is this open bar scenario where if you gamble, you're getting free drinks. The buffets in Vegas are next level. I'm trying to think of what place it was, if it was Caesars or New York, whatever. Wherever I was, MGM, I remember going to this one buffet.
Are you
going to
name all of the hotels?
No, just the couple that I've been to.
Mandalay Bay.
This one buffet, it was that's how Vegas is. Everything and anything you could possibly want. There's, you know, high-end steaks, there's fish, there's every dessert. I remember being so uncontrolled. You know, like that whole thing where like you're a child and they're like, okay, when you grow up, you can eat and do whatever you want. And then you grow up and you're kind of an adult.
You had all flashbacks of every adult saying that to me ever.
I was the least adult of my life. And I'm telling you, I've been in Vegas. I have to try to control other uncontrollable people. I'm drinking. I'm making horrible decisions. I get to that buffet. All the horrible decisions happen there because I'm like, you know what would be great together?
What'd they have? Like, what was the setup there?
I mean, this was so long ago. I'm telling you, they had everything. They had...
You blacked out? You don't remember?
They had crab, shrimp. They had
you don't
steak,
eat any of
macaroni
that.
And cheese. No, at the time, I did eat some of that. This is how long ago this was.
I thought you didn't eat crab or...
No,
or,
not crab. Not crab. Well, I've had crab before.
Ever.
No, I can do shrimp. I don't eat crab. I don't eat fish.
Okay.
Disgusting.
Okay.
Fish is good.
You're absolutely wrong about that.
But I'm like, you know what would be good? All of this. So I'm loading up
right
on
now.
Mac. I'm loading up on potatoes, steak, shrimp. I'm starting to add in things that don't belong there. And then I get to the dessert thing, and I just grab everything. I eat it all. I black out. I don't know where I am. And the worst decision I made in Vegas was at that buffet. 100%. The buffets, it's next level there because it's like, it's not like you're getting your garbage
you
Stouffer's House
because it's a Vegas buffet.
Yeah,
because
you're not getting your Stouffer's House mac and cheese from Golden Corral. You're getting like, you know, nicely cut prime rib and steak. And
I just feel
it's insane.
I think the reason I wouldn't have that problem is from watching Vegas Vacation. I've been to Vegas, but I've never gone to a Vegas buffet because they're not cheap, right?
No, they're not expensive. Okay. You know what?
I think the good ones are not cheap.
Let me tell you something. No, I went to an amazing one. It's like okay, what's expensive to you?
Like $50.
No. Try like, it was like $18.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
And it was
I just
everything.
Feel like I would be like Clark and Randy Quaid in Vegas Vacation. Like, give me some of the yellow, you know.
Yeah, no, you just walk around.
Me.
It's think of like a, you know how when you go to like a mall and they've got the food court?
Yeah.
Think of a food court, but the whole entire size of the food court is just stuff that you get to walk up and get put on your plate yourself.
I would have to make one dry round of not putting anything on my plate everything.
Dude, you don't think I didn't do that? I'm a pro here. I didn't just go in blind. I did a walkthrough. You don't go straight into OTAs, Bogman. You put your shorts on and you go through walkthroughs. I did a walkthrough.
I forgot you weren't always skinny for a second there.
I did a game plan. I had it all mapped out, and then I said, all right, team, here we go. I'm going to need you to not get food because you're going to have to get plate 3. And we went through the whole thing. It was just the worst decisions I've ever. We are close to Vegas. We're like 5 hours from Vegas. We're going to have to, we might have to just do a trip to go to a buffet. And that's
to
it.
A buffet?
Yeah.
I think there's buffets here.
Not like Vegas.
We can find one. So
not like Vegas.
We can probably find a decent one.
Nope. Not like Vegas. We'll drive the 5 hours. Someone will fund it. Remember? Fantasy Sports Network. They'll fund it. We'll make content. Or, you know, listeners will pay
for it. We'll do the show live from the buffet.
Yeah. We need gas money, a little bit of money for a time, and pay for the buffet to entertain you. And then potentially a little bit of money when we have to get those IVs of water from the intense vomiting we do.
Oh, yes, yes.
A lot of vomiting happens, and it won't be from drinking. At all. You'll be good.
Well, I don't know. I might not need an IV because as soon as I do, I'll be like, all right, round two.
Round
Let's
two.
Hit it again.
Let's go.
Puke and rally.
So it took us 10 minutes to get there, but what's better than ITL? It's drinking and eating, apparently. That's all that it is. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're not just good at wasting time. We're also good at talking about fantasy topics and sports topics. There's a lot going on. Fantasy football is right around the corner. And, you know, for your prep, everyone should know this by now, but there are definitely people that kind of solely listen to the In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, or maybe there's just radio listeners. The draft prep is out the roof this year. We're doing full 60 with Joe Pizzapia, formerly of this network, and he's the author of the Fantasy Black Book. We're doing that over on Fantrax. One of the really great places you can go play, especially for dynasty leagues. I got college fantasy football and the best balls. We have got that going on. We're doing full 60 twice a week and the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. They are back. We just dropped a live mock draft with all the cursing, all the insanity, and it's for a dynasty. So if you want to get some dynasty prep, go check that out. All the shows that we do are on iHeartRadio. You can find them anywhere that podcasts are, so there's no excuse to not listen, unless you genuinely just don't like us, which is which is very likely. We sang the national anthem on our last baseball podcast. Wasn't well received. Wasn't one of the smarter things we've done.
I mean, that was totally organic too. We're kind of ribbing Stephen Peralt, who sang it for his team,
and his teammates were laughing at him and stuff. And he nailed it. He killed it.
He killed it.
He
yeah.
owned it. I got to be honest with you. I think I kind of killed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not something that you can do or mention or think about anymore because of the kneeling. So, learned our lesson. Yeah. So sometimes you just learn your lesson.
I may have made a kneeling joke in there, too. So sometimes it doesn't go over so well. But there are. So we're easily not likable, I guess, is what I'm saying.
All the people at the Golden Corral listening to us right now are very upset.
You know, that would be a big win. We have our show has been played on a tanker ship in the middle of the ocean. Our show has been played in some bars before. We need to be at like a really like trashy restaurant. We need to be at like a Red Lobster. Like someone play us over the speakers.
Red Lobster's not trashy. I mean, it's like it's also not high end. Like people like to call Red Lobster trashy. It's not trashy. It's fancy for trashy people. Like if you're just going there for lunch, it's fine.
Okay, yeah. A little retort as we're about to go to break here. I would have said I agree, except that some of the trashy restaurants are gone. Sizzler's gone. So I think
Sizzler was trashy. It was a buffet.
I know. But now, like, there's only two levels. Well, there's fast food. There's kind of the trashy ones, and then there are the nice restaurants. And like, I don't know. I don't think
you're talking about like. I mean, I wouldn't compare Red Lobster to like a steakhouse, a Dominick's or Maggiano's, or anything like that. But it's okay.
Texas Roadhouse and like Red Lobster. They're not where you take an important for an important event. You don't take a first date
Olive Garden. Everybody knows that.
Okay. All right, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League.
Who wants to go on a date with me to Olive Garden?
Let's go. Football, we got baseball, and we got NBA draft. Don't go anywhere. Bogman's got a date at Olive Garden. Let's go.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In This League.
What's this?
In This League.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
That's $4.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we're going to start. Starting the show. 2 seconds in. And we're lasering in on segment two.
We are fixated on talking to you about the NBA draft. Doing it again. That is Adrian Bognarowski. Right there.
Bognarowski. That's right.
Wojnarowski.
I don't know if I could bug my eyes out as big as Woj did yesterday.
Woj is he's an interesting looking guy.
He definitely should. He just has these intense eyes that creep me out.
That are,
you know what I mean?
That are behind like rimmed glasses and a little bit of a hairline, and
if it wasn't a Woj bomb, it'd be an Amber Alert. That's all I'm saying.
there might be
he's just creepy looking is what all I'm saying. Like, I'm sure he's not a creep, he's a professional. Totally. You know, I'm just saying that, like, you know, you saw him on America's Most Wanted, you'd be like, well, yeah, that's what they look like.
Yeah, well, so. I mean, and I'm sure he totally is not like that when he's got like three phones just attached to it, and he's always got them up, and they're like, is that guy texting or taking pictures? What is he doing? The NBA draft, a couple days behind us. It is weird when you think about like the football and the baseball draft, how they're dragged out over multiple days, and basketball is just like, whoa, one night, we're going to get this all done. And,
I wish it was that fast.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that fast. You were doing a live stream, and after the first round, you're like, out. I'm out.
Yeah. Well, I was planning on doing the whole thing, but I also, you know, 5 minutes per pick. All right. That's what? That's 150 minutes. That's 2.5 hours. Okay. But somehow the first round took 3.5 hours. Don't know how that worked, but it okay.
Weird, it was a weird draft, too. Like everything leading up to it. Like there were so many. So many oddities. We're out here in Phoenix, and the local radio just, I mean, they totally crapped all over themselves. I've actually been involved in Suns NBA draft on the radio before out here, and in the, like, you know, 12 to 13 years I've been around radio here in Phoenix, it's probably the worst look that Phoenix radio has had on just getting things wrong, misinformation, changes that happen. Beside the point, though, it was just everything was set up so weird. Now, we'll talk about the draft picks here in just a little bit, but I cannot recall a time where somebody that wasn't drafted just completely dominated the NBA draft like Woj did. Now, if you don't know what the deal is, Woj has always been, he is the guy. There is not, actually, I'm curious your take on this, Bogman. Mm. Is there anybody that is more connected and drops more bombs in any sport than Woj? Do you think Schefter is more like,
no,
more Woj-y?
Like there's, I would say Woj is the basketball guy. You know, if I
no,
had
but I
to
think
pick,
I think he's the drop bombs guy.
Yeah, what you mean, like, as far as the news comes?
Like nobody is more ahead of news and more on top of it, I think, than Wojnarowski.
No, I mean, he's the guy.
In any sport.
He hates being sniped. Like, if you had to pick a football guy, you would say it's Schefter, but Schefter butchers so many of those, and people get pissed off, and people hate Schefter because he gets information wrong from time to time. And,
or he does the, like, really condescending ones where if, like, who's the other guy? Who are the other ones? Like Heyman or somebody? Like if somebody else breaks news, Ian Rappaport. If Ian Rappaport breaks news, like Schefter will like, he'll like say the same news but change like one thing. Like, yes, I can confirm that this happens. And it's like, shut up.
Right. Like, yeah. And the best thing I've found is when like a Reddit person will break something or a Twitter person will break something. Like, wasn't there, God, I can't remember what it was. It was either a baseball or football thing a couple of years ago that some 16-year-old kid broke the news on. These professionals were pissed. I think it was a football thing. I can't remember what it was.
Well, they'll never give credit either.
No, they did. They had to.
Really?
They had to give credit. Yeah.
I mean, it is. That's the journalism. I mean, I don't want to go on a whole tangent about journalism in general, but the journalistic thing of,
you're,
you know,
supposed to.
Yeah. No, I mean, and I agree, by the way. You are supposed to give credit, but like the problem is you just know it just burns those guys' ass.
Oh,
so
yeah,
much
it definitely when, chaps their ass. 100%.
Yeah, yeah, like they want anything but to give anybody else credit.
That's what happened. That's why Woj was doing this yesterday. He's the worst spoiler alert ever.
So Woj goes from, where the hell was he? Was he with The Ringer before?
He was with Yahoo.
Yahoo.
And then
okay.
He went to ESPN.
So he goes to ESPN, and what ESPN wanted, because Woj has always been the guy, like, he'll be like three picks ahead of the NBA draft. ESPN goes and says, hey, listen, we don't want you spoiling. Listen, guys. We don't want you spoiling the NBA draft for our coverage. We want this to, you know, we want people to be tuning in, because a lot of people, me included, by the way, don't necessarily need to watch drafts anymore because you can get the picks early on. So that's somehow in Woj's contract. What ends up happening during the NBA draft is, okay, who's the guy? Sham, what's the guy's name?
Who? Which guy?
Sham.
ShamWow?
I was going to do that joke, but I'm glad you did it so I don't get the heat. Sham's Sharania.
Okay,
he's the insider for Yahoo Sports. He was like,
he was
the Obi-Wan. He's the Obi-Wan to, what's the
Qui-Gon.
One? Qui-Gon? You hear all the Star Wars spinoffs canceled? On hold?
No, I didn't hear that.
All on hold because Solo was such a bomb. They literally halted all of the little sequel or the little prequels of like Boba Fett. They were going to do a Boba Fett one. Donald Glover was going to get one.
These should be shows. I mean, they should be shows instead of movies. So
yeah, I'll take
the movies. They've wrung that dry. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean, Rogue One was cool because it was such an original story.
Right.
That
right.
was really cool. Like, I don't need to see some random
Solo
dude playing,
was fine. So. It wasn't great. I mean, I had movie theater problems.
Yeah.
I've complained to the Welsh about that. But yeah, I mean, they should be series like Disney is coming out with a streaming service in a couple of years. They should wait and put shows on the streaming.
I mean, really, they should get a tangent here, but there should be like a Game of Thrones type budget put to a Star Wars series. They
yes,
could totally 100%. They could pimp this out. I 100% agree. So Shams is he's Obi-Wan here, and he's gotten so connected via Woj. What starts happening during the NBA draft is he starts breaking them before. So obviously this is just killing Woj inside. Just has to be killing him. So what ends up happening is maybe the greatest moment we've ever had. The true pettiness of it all, I can appreciate probably more than anybody. Because this is a... Can you agree on this, Boggs? This is a total me move. Like,
yeah, it's petty.
Yeah, it's so petty. If someone asked you, who's one person in your life that would do what Woj did, you would say me without hesitation.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, this is the most me thing ever. So Woj has enough of it. So what he does is he finds a way around it and proceeds to pretty much be the greatest thing that Twitter's ever seen. Here we go with some of them. Memphis is locked in on selecting Jaren Jackson Jr., league sources tell ESPN. Pulls out the thesaurus, decides, I'm going to use every other word except they are taking. Furthermore, Phoenix, this is a great one. That's making me laugh. Phoenix is determined to select Zaire Smith with 16.
So dumb.
The Spurs are fixated on Lonnie Walker with the 18th pick. The Sixers are enamored with Landry Shamet?
Shamet.
At the 26th pick. Boston, the greatest one of all of them. Boston is tantalized by Robert Williams with the 27th pick.
Tantalizing.
So much so. There's a couple articles about it that Shams just stopped tweeting about it. Like he was just kind of like giving up.
I mean, this is I hate this bit, to be honest with you. So for the NFL draft, I won't look at my Twitter at all during the draft because I want to see the picks live when they happen. Ahead of time. You
That's
know what
interesting
I mean?
You say that. I agree with my team because my team lately picks in the top 10 with the 49ers. So I agree with you. I don't want to know anything up until my pick, and then I'm open game. For you as a Steeler fan, you're always in the 20s. I actually, if the Niners are picking like 25, I'd be all in on getting all the early picks. I just the draft coverage isn't a big deal to me.
I don't know. Like I think it's just because I follow it all year long, you know what I mean? I got the war room going on and stuff like that. Like I have the college fantasy football shows. So like, I'm just interested in where the prospects are going to land.
You're
100%. I don't know that I'm a purist. I just hate spoilers, to be honest with you. And this is kind of a spoilery thing. Like a couple times I went to go see what a trade was here or there. And I look and here's Woj. Like, yep. They're going to take Jaren Jackson. They're going to take this guy. They're going to take that guy. I'm like, well, why am I even watching this thing?
You know? Why are you watching it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was watching it to try to talk to some of our subscribers yesterday. Like, that's fun.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I don't know. It was just kind of boring. So
I don't mind
it.
It
wasn't
at all.
Boring. It's just this draft had way less involved than previous drafts have had.
Well, the draft was kind of boring. To be honest, if you really think about, like, there were no big players traded around the NBA. It was
right.
Just Doncic and Trae Young, and then you had the Mikal Bridges trade. There really wasn't a lot going on. Woj saved this draft. What I think is stupid is two things. First, speaking about the NBA draft, I heard someone talk about this, and I couldn't agree more. I'm so sick of the team that've clearly made a trade, and they make the guy go up with the other team. You know, the team that's trading him away. Like, what a horrible moment for a kid to be
That's all for paperwork, too.
No, like, it's stupid. It's stupid. Why is Doncic wearing an Atlanta Hawks hat? Give him a Mavericks hat. That's so dumb. But more so, the ESPN rule is ridiculous. What do you think you're getting when you bring in Woj? What do you think you're getting?
Well, it's not the ESPN rule. It's the NBA rule. The NBA.
I thought it was ESPN that was against this.
No. It's the NBA, dude. The NBA doesn't want reporters spoiling what's going on.
So they think they can like control him now. No,
I think
it says
for the kids.
ESPN tried to muzzle him. This is in this article. ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN tried to muzzle him because the NBA asked him to.
Well, it says this is an article on SB Nation. It's talking. This is what I was under the impression that ESPN didn't want a reporter upstaging the broadcast by spoiling it on the internet, so people don't go on the broadcast. I think I 100% agree with you. The NBA totally doesn't want it spoiled. There's nothing they can do about it. I can't imagine them going to ESPN and being like, control this. ESPN's like, dude, we got nobody coming to our channel. Please don't spoil all of this so people actually come and watch.
You know what other bit I don't like that the NBA does? I don't like the promising players. Like, oh, this guy was promised, so he quit working out. Like, if you're there at 20, we're going to take you.
Oh, that's dumb. Yeah,
I mean, stupid.
Also,
anything can change. What if somebody offers you something amazing? Like, that someone said that they couldn't trade. I think I was listening to the Ringers podcast, and they said that the Bulls didn't trade up to 4 with, I think they had like the 7th pick and the 22nd or 20th pick. I can't remember the numbers. But they could have tried to trade up to 4, but they didn't because they had promised Chad Hutchison that they were going to take him at 20.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Also, I really don't like the thing where players get to come out and be like, oh, I'm not giving you any information or working out for you. Like Bamba doing that, I think that is ridiculous. Jaren Jackson did that with the Grizzlies until the day of the draft. He didn't give them information.
I understand why the players would do that if they don't want to wind up in a bad situation. Like no one wanted to give Sacramento their information because they didn't want to play in Sacramento. I don't think I'm with you. Like, I don't think that should be allowed. I think that they should have to give, it's kind of like the when you're sitting at a poker table and a card flips over and someone else sees it. It's the show one, show all, That's the rule. If you have to show one team, you got to show all the teams.
Yeah, so. I don't like other people controlling it. I don't know. The draft was so over. It was so like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like overstaged.
Sensationalized.
It was overstaged by all the other elements. By the way, we didn't mention this one. I totally forgot about this one where Woj said they are. Where did it go? That Portland has a laser on Anfernee Simmons. A laser.
Everyone did the Dr. Evil laser.
But, dude, I'll tell you this right now. We talked about this. I literally think if you talk about the top three stories from the NBA, two have nothing to do with the NBA draft because Woj was one, and straight up Doncic's mom was number 2.
Yeah, Doncic's mom was the story of the draft.
Smoke show. Absolute smoke show.
Jason Tatum's mom last year.
I don't remember her.
I'm pretty good. Well, remember our guy B-Dub, so
Jason
he
Tatum,
was
mom.
He was definitely. I was like, man, mom over here is pretty good, and B-Dub made my favorite comment he's ever made. And
I don't think you're talking about the right mom.
I'm pretty sure it was Jason Tatum's mom. Mm, so
type it in, and tell me that you're talking about the same person.
Well, either way, it was somebody's mom, and B-Dub made the comment she could get it though. And I thought it was really funny. Remember that? You remember
really
that?
Really inappropriate. Yeah, 100%. Well, going further onto this, Doncic's mom was something else. I'm going to call this right now. She is going to have a reality show within the next 2 years. 100%. Doncic and Doncic's mom, there will be a show. It'll be like the LeVar Ball or whatever. But a major network is going to pay for it. Mark Cuban is going to fund it, and they're going to follow around Doncic's mom. She's going to be on the next Bachelorette. Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala.
Stupid balls, right? The LeVar Ball and LiAngelo, who was not drafted, which was excellent, by the way.
Figure out what you meant when you meant
balls.
I had to for a minute. Mark Cuban is going to fund it. And Andre Iguodala was like, Doncic's mom, though. I don't remember what he said. She was the highlight of the freaking draft. I kept seeing pictures pop up, and I was just like, let's go.
Yeah, you know, when, you know what I saw?
They're starting to get our age, too, by the way.
Yeah, I know. So I was going to say Andre Iguodala is probably older than his mom. They showed the like Luka Doncic getting off the plane coming into New York from Europe. And someone's comment was like, wow, look at Doncic's mom. And I was like, yep, that is going to be a thing. So
he's got a problem. He's got a problem. You know what? I'm not sure.
She needs to go back to Europe.
He needed to go to Utah or something. Yeah, so. Yeah, she needs to leave. Clearly, she needs to leave because she is not going to make anything easy for her. I mean, it's not her fault. It's just it's all the horrible people's
good
fault. It's everybody's fault. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, she's going to be a star. She's going to have a reality show. It's something.
It's going to be
something. It's going to
be called Luca's Mom, though.
Yeah, Luca's Mom, though. And the host will be Andre Iguodala. It'll be a dating show. He'll be the host of it. I'm telling you, this is like that Musburger thing with, what was it, AJ McCarron's wife,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
AJ McCarron's wife? What's her? I don't remember her name.
Oh, still AJ McCarron.
Or Doncic's mom.
AJ McCarron's.
What's her name?
I don't know. AJ McCarron.
All right, I'm going to look on the break. We'll figure this out when we come back. Plus, we're going to talk about the actual picks. We'll talk about the real stuff. A little bit of breakdown on that. Plus, we got a whole bunch of fantasy football, a little bit of baseball. So don't go anywhere. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh. This is In This League. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone, we promise. No weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
That is right, Bogman. We're not talking
laser
about it
focus.
Here. No, no, please.
Laser focused okay. On starting the third segment of the show.
Laser focus on this. Even though this is baseball, who wants to go to a 2018 World Series game? Raise your hand.
This guy, right here.
We just had a raise our hand topic off air. Who wants it? Raise your hand. Well,
right here.
Tune into the hand fantasy. Tune in to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network between July 8th and July 17th as we will be playing the DKMS Trivia Challenge for your shot to call in with a chance to attend the Fall Classic in person. Ooh. The number to play is 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-FNTSY. The contest is sponsored by DKMS, who are looking for your help in the fight against blood cancer. For many patients, a bone marrow transplant is their best chance for survival. While 30% of patients can find a matching donor in their families, 70%, which is nearly 14,000 each year, must rely on a stranger to step up and donate. Find out how you can help the cause and go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. That's dailyroto.com/DKMS. It's the DKMS Trivia Challenge, July 8th through July 17th. Call in and win. That sounds beautiful. Can we take calls?
Go see the Astros versus somebody else.
Not the Diamondbacks is what you're saying.
Probably the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
If I had to pick somebody right now, it'd still be the D-backs. So.
Well, because you're a homer.
I am a total homer. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, you're one of the more like level-headed, reasonable people I know on the planet. Yet when it comes to sports, you're not insane, but you're just uncharacteristic.
It's only with picking, like, if my team has a shot, I'm realistic.
Like,
about
any
it.
Shot. If they could make the playoffs, you're like, well,
like the
winning.
Longhorns are not going to the national championship game this year. That's not happening. So I understand that. But if they have a shot, I'm going to pick them.
But literally, for you, the Rockets, the Diamondbacks, and the Steelers all win.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have some faith, right? Somewhere.
Not one team that I follow and believe in
the
is
Diamondbacks.
Going to win anything. No, they're not going to win a championship.
Diamondbacks have a shot. You should say the Diamondbacks.
Who did I pick in the Because I have picked the last two World Series champions before the season started. Who did I pick this year?
No idea. You should know. Didn't you pick the Nationals?
I think I picked the Nationals.
I think you picked the Nationals, yeah.
Bryce Harper, step it up. Step it up. All right, so the NBA draft, we got Woj behind us. I'll never quite have Doncic's mom. Ooh. Luke, I know, sorry. Little guy. By the way, Captain
Almost
Webb.
Almost $100 there? What do you say?
No, I got a little flustered. Little flustered. I've determined, by the way, Catherine Webb, who's AJ McCarron's wife, Luka Doncic's mom, is just a 10-year older version of Catherine Webb. Look at them and tell me I'm not 1,000% correct.
No, you're right. I mean, you know, we did a little bit of this off air, so yes. Yeah. And yes. I mean, I was still right, definitely.
Webb, but like okay.
Some days you're in how can I say this on the radio?
Yeah.
Some days you're looking at a certain category. Mm-hmm. And you slide over to that category. And that's what I would say Luka Doncic's mom is. If
something
you
to be said.
You don't know what I'm talking about. It's MILF.
Yeah, okay. Knowing what you're getting at that age with Luka Doncic's mom, like, do you know you're getting that from Catherine Webb?
Well, I'm
you know
sorry.
What I mean? Like the age, like how someone is going to age over
time? Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I would definitely go with the older one, like, every time. So
okay, just checking. NBA draft. Let's move on from this before we get in trouble. The NBA draft behind us, and kind of a lot of what we expected, though, the absolute biggest surprise, speaking of, was not only Luka Doncic, I wouldn't even say but like him. Okay, no, this is a better way to say it. Him going to the Mavericks was a very big surprise.
We didn't see him falling, but they did the trade.
Yeah,
so.
The bigger surprise was the Hawks trading Doncic to get Trae Young. Like, that's it. So Doncic to the Mavericks, kind of a shocker. To be traded for Trae Young, and in theory the Hawks took Trae Young at 3, was wildly crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, the Hawks they're trying to put together... You know, the Ringer kind of made this comparison of Kevin Huerter, the guy they took from Maryland, to Klay Thompson light. And
or are you saying Trae Young?
For Huerter, however you say his name.
So they're saying they got their Curry and Klay Thompson and
Huerter. Yeah, Trae is the closest thing to Curry that people think is out there as far as this draft goes anyway. So that's kind of what he wants to build. He wants to build a high volume shooting team that is going to knock him down. And he seems to have it there. But a lot of people agree that there's a chance Doncic could be the best player in this draft. I don't think he's going to bust like his. I'm trying to think of a good player of what his bottom line is. Probably like an
Rubio?
Eric Gordon type. You know,
well, who are you talking about? Trae Young
or Doncic? No.
I mean, do you think it's like a Rubio?
Yeah, I think he shoots better than Rubio.
Am
I
just picking
a
white foreign point guard? Is that my stereotyping?
I think that's what you're doing.
Okay,
because he's 6'8". Like, he's way bigger than Rubio. So he's a tall dude. So he's, you know, maybe Hedo Turkoglu, maybe somebody like that. You know what I mean?
Gross. I got a take for you.
Okay.
Tell me where you're at on this. I'm kind of squatting on this, and I don't know if I'm going to bring this to the In This League Fantasy Basketball podcast. I haven't decided
yet. You're going to test the waters here.
I'm going to test it, and maybe I'll bring it in our next episode.
I feel like this is Ron Burgundy. I'm going to say something. If you don't like it, throw it right back.
Throw it right back. I am kind of the feeling that I think Marvin Bagley might be the best player that comes out of this draft from a productivity standpoint long term.
I mean, he's definitely going to have the clearest path to playing time immediately because the Kings have got nothing. So, I mean, Ayton should see immediate playing time too. Yeah. And Doncic was – it's not that Doncic was a surprise because the ceiling's so high, but Dallas really needs front court stuff, you know. And
well, that leads to a bigger rumor that we've seen or I've seen, and I think you and I have talked about it, that a lot of people have DeMarcus Cousins like locked into joining the Mavericks.
I mean, that would be great for them. You know,
huge.
That That would be it. Would be huge. The
huge.
Welsh.
I mean, what would that roster be? That would be Dennis Smith, Doncic, Harrison Barnes, Dirk, and DeMarcus Cousins as a lineup with Wes Matthews coming off the bench and what's that other Yogi?
Hey, Yogi Scott Ferrell. Bachman?
Yeah. Don't Yogi? Do it. Come on.
Hey, Yogi.
This is the worst. This is worse than dad jokes. Don't do that.
How about another 3-point basket?
Now here's a question that I have for you. Doncic gonna wear number 77. I love it, but the main reason I love it is because you hate it so much.
Yep. It's become a known fact in our little universe. When people saw that, I definitely got hit up about it because I hate it. I think it's a rookie move. It's from a guy that doesn't know America. I think nothing tells you more that you are not of America.
We need to build a wall
than wearing number 77.
These guys gonna wear number 77.
I hate
it. What I'm saying.
Now, I don't hate it as well.
You
I don't know.
Pretty much hate it. So.
Here's the little side things. Anything, really anything 40 and above, I really don't like in basketball. 30 down is the key marker. The two passes I'll give him, it's not an 80 or 90, and he did go double number. I do think double number, and 7-7 looks cool. So that is a little bit of a
pass. So what's the problem then?
Because he has no respect. He doesn't know the culture.
Now, how about
this? I hope
he
fails as an NBA player. I'm glad he's not a son. And I hope Iguodala gets that call in.
What's worse, 77 or guys that wear zero like Gilbert Arenas?
That's a great question.
I think these are the technical fantasy questions we're going to have here too, by the way.
77 is a very unique number. Like I don't think any of the crappy numbers. 55 is good. 66 sucks.
Well, here's the thing. Let's say
he should have been 69.
Luka Doncic comes over and he wears number 23.
Great.
For the Mavericks, and he's really, really good. You know, when you talk about 23, it's always going to be Jordan, like every single time.
Not LeBron.
LeBron. You know, it's going to be one of those two guys. But so he wants to be like his idols here.
Do you realize, by the way, we are going to live in a world probably in 10 years where people see number 23 players playing with 23 and they're going to be like, oh, that guy was a LeBron fan. And we're going to be like,
right, right. Well, I mean, you see him right now. But what I'm saying is, let's say he comes over, he's really good, and he wears number 77. Yeah. Then all you have to say is, well, what about 77? He was pretty good, wasn't he? So he's kind of taking the number, making it his own, is all I'm saying.
No, you're right.
There's been plenty of good number ones. You know, McGrady wore one, and McGrady wore three. I can't remember, but Penny wore one. You know
Penny.
What I mean?
Yeah, not Tracy McGrady, but Penny is a good one.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, well, you know, McGrady's a Hall of Famer. So,
is he really?
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Is he really in the Hall of Fame?
Yes,
why did I not know that? When did that happen?
I don't know. So I think
it's not a Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame is such a joke.
It's a joke because McGrady's in it. McGrady was really good for a long time.
Absolute
joke. So, but he's taking the number, making his own.
Why isn't he seven? Be seven.
Seven is going to be worn for a long time. No one else is going to pick 77.
Well, yeah, because it's a dumb number. It's stupid. It's dumb. He's going to fail as an NBA player.
I hope he's the best now.
No,
I'm the biggest Luka Doncic fan now because he's 77.
I guarantee it.
Even though he's on the stupid
Maverick. He is going to fail as an NBA player because tell me the last player that wore a 70, an 80, a 90 that was a great player.
Jay Crowder's pretty good. He's been 99 for a long time, hasn't he?
He's trash.
Jay Crowder's trash?
He's trash. He's traded all over the league. No one wants to play with him. What team is he on? Tell me what team he's on right now.
Jay Crowder, he's on the Celtics, isn't he?
No!
Where's Jay Crowder?
I don't even know. I think he's in Utah. Is that right?
Shut up.
I think he's in Utah. Hold on.
You're right.
So you don't even know where the hell he is. Yeah, he is in Utah. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the playoffs, number 99.
Oh,
yeah.
He's awful. Horrible. Tell me another. Horrible. NBA. Tell me a good NBA player.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know numbers, to be honest, because they never bother me.
Yeah,
it's
because
like, oh, this guy wears this number. I don't care.
Seven.
None of it makes any difference to
10,
me.
10, 11, 23, 33, Grant Hill. Those are the numbers. Those are the numbers of winners.
Grant Hill.
I love Grant Hill.
Grant Hill and all of his rings, right?
Somebody did.
Shares of rings for Grant Hill, right?
They did that game where it was like, who are your favorite players and whatnot, and I was like, I think Grant Hill is my favorite player growing up. He's the only jersey I ever had, basketball jersey. I love Grant Hill. And I totally remember the time I was walking right next to him, and I just...
Oh, my God. You were? You walked next to Grant Hill?
But then I tell you, that's not the point, is I froze up. I couldn't do anything. I froze up. I was...
You
me
missed
and him,
your chance to blow.
Me and him... Well, me and him were stride in stride next to each other, not a soul around us, and we're just walking, and I couldn't say anything.
He's probably like, thank God he didn't say anything.
I mean, probably. He was also, he had the knee brace on, and he was walking to his car that was worth more than my life.
Grant, yeah, I love how you said Grant Hill is a champion. And
I didn't say he was a champion.
He literally, Detroit, Orlando, Phoenix, the Clippers. He never won a ring. Come on.
Grant Hill or Tracy McGrady?
McGrady.
Grant Hill.
Okay. I mean, look, they both had a bunch of injury stuff, so. I think he went into the Hall of Fame, Grant Hill.
Was that a poll question? Who's better?
I mean,
Tracy McGrady probably wins that, to be honest with you.
McGrady's pretty popular for a long time. So, but Grant Hill was the best player in the NBA for a couple years.
His best. Absolutely
yeah.
loved him.
Yeah, but then he had some injuries, and he was just kind of a role player after that. Time in Phoenix, come on, he's a role player.
Doncic will fail, 100% fail.
Doncic is going to fail because the Welsh hates his number. Okay.
You know, speaking of that, though, a lot of people... As soon as Ayton got picked, we're on the Ayton's going to fail train. As soon as he got picked, like, it's not going to work out. He can't play defense.
How about Joel Embiid? Joel Embiid's on that train.
Yeah, well, didn't Joel Embiid, like, body bag him?
Yeah, someone said, yeah, he compares to Joel Embiid. He's like, don't compare me to Ayton. I play defense.
I think Ayton's going to be a great player. I think he's going to be a great player. There's something to me about Bagley as a whole that I think at the end of the day, like, I think Bagley could, I mean, I think it could be like DeMarcus Cousins, like, you know, it's going to be 20-10. You're going to get some blocks in there. If I remember correctly, is he not a good free throw shooter? Is that what hit is?
I'm not 100% sure. Field goal. These guys, but, so when
yeah,
you
62% free throw.
Are
it's
you
going to
say that, well, that field goal is good. What about free throw?
Well, field goal is 61%. Free throw is 62%.
Oh,
so,
okay. I see. Yeah, that's not good. I mean, that's,
it's not great. Okay. It's not horrible.
No, it's okay for a big guy,
but
so.
The guy can hit threes. He's a 20-10 guy. From a defensive perspective,
are you going to put him number one on your rookie board then, Bagley?
I don't know. I don't think so. But like
Doncic has to be one still.
Yeah, I mean,
and they wouldn't like to be honest. Like this draft, as far as fantasy value goes, was not that great. I mean, the three big guys, probably
so?
Four big guys here are Doncic, Ayton, Bagley, and Young. But we were depending on Bamba and Jaren Jackson Jr. to come in and contribute immediately. Well, Bamba is behind Vooch. Now, Vooch could be a trade candidate. So,
well,
that's
I think
a
they
thing.
Could, but they could play Bamba and Vooch together.
Yeah, but they still have Biombo, who they paid a ton of money. Yeah. He's going to get minutes.
That's a good point.
So, and they drafted Jonathan Isaac last year. So,
yeah,
that's
right. That's a great
I
point.
Think
they're definitely, yeah.
In a couple years, they're going to have the lengthiest front court with Slender Man, Mo Bamba. And by the way, how about Mo Bamba wearing number 5?
I mean, he's a winner.
Too good,
he's straight
right?
up winner. I mean, he's going to have to do it.
Bamba number 5.
I heard that's this clip. Good. I don't remember where it was from, but someone quoted, and they were like, "The time that the minute the first time you see Mo Bamba on the court is the best you'll ever see him." Essentially saying he is going to bomb out. Like he is no. not as good as he's being made out to be. But Bamba
well,
number
I mean,
5.
People
is
the are
best.
Saying, you know, people said Kevin Durant was too skinny. So, and
great
he was
point.
From Texas too. We'll see. But Jaren Jackson Jr., who our guy Jonas Nader super super hyped on, but he landed in Memphis and
yeah,
he's going to have
that.
To I mean, he's super young anyway, but he's going to have to sit behind Marc Gasol for a year or two. So,
I think it's Doncic and I might be a Bagley guy number 2. Over
I think
Ayton.
I put Ayton 2, Bagley 3, and then Trey Young is going to be – Trey Young might be the most popular guy. God, his face is so weird.
Are you going to put Trey Young at 4? I'm not putting Trey Young at 4.
I would
I mean,
put Trey Young
at 4. Redraft, yeah. Maybe you're right. Actually, maybe you're right in redraft.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I would say these are redraft ranks, not – this is for this year, not for – Dynasty. Dynasty is a little bit weirder, but I like, you know, Colin Sexton, especially if LeBron comes back.
Yeah, well,
it's gonna be
not
good.
So.
Wendell Carter should be good, so we'll see.
It's a pretty good draft. There's some pretty good fantasy value on it. We talked about some of it in the pre-draft episode with Jonas Nader from Roto World. We'll have another one coming up soon, breaking down what did happen. Plus, NBA free agency is coming up July 1st. So basketball is about to heat up. It's never really a true offseason, my friends. All right, that is hour one. That's Scott Bogman. I'm Chris Welsh. You're listening to In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. There's two more hours of this. I know. I'm sorry.